This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast and with Speakeasy Marketing. Today, I want to talk to you about my personal experience having had an auto accident a few months ago. And I just finalized the settlement on the case today. So it's a happy day, which is good. But I wanted to tell you my experience and why it's important to you as an attorney, especially if you're an auto accident attorney, but no matter what kind of attorney you are, my experience is definitely going to help you provide better service to your clients. And the benefit to you is that it'll likely help you get more reviews more easily and better reviews. So the attorney on my case, you know, I'm not going to say good or bad or any of the other stuff on him. He was okay. You know, he didn't do a fantastic job, but he did a decent job. And he called me and said, all right, you know, we've got the settlements. Come on in. Come get the check, et cetera. So I went and I did that. Saw him, spoke to him for a little bit, got the check. You know, I was happy in that moment because I got some money, some compensation for the accident. You know, it wasn't tons of money. Fine. I didn't expect tons of money. I did have some injuries. Thankfully, nothing too serious. So I got my check and he's like, yep, you know, that money's tax-free to you. You know, if you need anything, the medical bills have been negotiated. If you have any problems, just email me, et cetera. I said, okay, all right, thanks. You know, thanks a lot. He's like, all right, have a great day and, you know, take care. Good luck. He ushered me out of the office. And I thought, wow, what a perfect time to ask me for a review. If he had asked me for a review at that moment, when he handed me the check and said, hey, you know, I know you want to go and celebrate and be with your family and all the other stuff, but could you do me a favor for 2 minutes? I would have said, oh, yeah, sure. What is it? And what I wish he would have said is, hey, would you mind pulling out your phone and just writing a review of your experience? I'm not telling you a good one, not telling you a bad one, but, you know, this is the end. We got you a result. I hope you're happy with it and all that, but if you'd write a review, it really helps me, you know, as the attorney, do a better job for people like you. And guess what? I would have done it because at that moment, when I got my check, I was happiest. And even if the guy didn't do a great job, I still would have put a review. And because I'm there in front of him and he asked me on the spur of the moment, I would have taken 2 minutes to write a review. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be a jerk and not write one, but the guy really did miss a golden opportunity. I'm not going to get any benefit out of, like, punishing him by not writing a review or any of that, but that's not the point. The point is he missed his chance and he went through all this work and he made money on the case. You know, I don't begrudge him that at all. Maybe other clients would. I don't know. I don't begrudge him. I'm happy with what I got. I hope he's happy with what he got. But he didn't offer again any words. You know, I really enjoyed working with you. Thank you so much. You know, please, would you write a review? If he had just done that, and if he does that with every client, and if only 1 in 5 clients actually do it, this guy will definitely get a lot more reviews over time. He told me he's working on a lot of other cases. Good for him. He's busy and all that. Let's say the guy works on 5 personal injury cases a month, 5 settle a month, or, you know, finalize, because he gets 5 a month and he settles 5 a month. It's an equilibrium, right? And again, 1 in 5 give him the review. I'm going real low on the numbers here. Well, that's 1 extra review a month, 1 extra positive review. Who's going to do a negative review right in front of him? Nobody, okay? The guy, over 1 year's time, would have 12 additional reviews, either on Google or on Yelp. So the guy, over a year's time, will have 12 additional reviews at a minimum using these real, real low numbers. Now, that in a lot of markets can make the difference between being number 1 in Google Maps and getting a lot more calls and clients and being number 4 and not appearing on the page, or in Yelp, being number 1, or being number 3, or 4, or 5, and not getting any calls. So a little bit of effort applied over time like this can make a huge difference in your practice. It's probably one of the most leverageable things you can do, one of the cheapest and most effective things. Now, don't just you do this, but you should have all your associate attorneys, if you have them, if you're not a solo, or if you have an admin, or secretaries, or any other staff, train them every single time there's a positive interaction or a case closes. ask for that review right then and there, whether it's over the phone or in person, even better. But always ask, because I guarantee you, by definition, you will start getting more reviews and you'll definitely rise to the top of the pack. And here's another phenomenon that's really great, is once you build up 5, 10, 15, 20 reviews in your market, other attorneys will look at you and say, damn, how did she do it or how did he do it? I can't get any of my patients to, or any of my clients to review me. And you're going to create this moat around your practice, like a castle's moat. And it'll keep you at the top. It'll defend you against competitors. It'll get you more business. And it'll put you eventually in this unassailable position where you're getting all the clients and you're getting all the other the business. And all the other attorneys are looking at you jealously and wondering how you did it. But a lot of this is just time and application over time. Just like the Grand Canyon was formed by water carving out the rock over millions of years. Different time scale here, but same effect. So put this to use, get more reviews, grow your practice, and get more clients. If you want help accelerating this process, because we have several processes to do this, to ethically get you more reviews quite a bit faster, contact us, 888-225-8594, or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.